Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's April 25th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's October 24th, 2002. And here's Jesus. This seems like a rather silly question, Nazarene, but we'll start the day with it. I'm quite sure you'll find something profound in it.
Rock 103, what do you want to ask Jesus?
Will bad dog win a million, or is it going to have to hook up with Anna Nicole?
Listen, I'm about ready to start dating that heifer.
I think we can answer that one.
Well, Alora, I don't know about profound, but I will say, bad dog will never win a million, but there is a good possibility that he could make a million in his lifetime, or even far more. As for Nicole, I think he could do a little bit better than that heifer, because that statement is quite true. That lady has become a heifer. It is too bad when God gives a woman great attributes, she lets them go to waste. But we must understand, too, that this is a woman much abused and much misused. Her husband goes to Peter constantly with complaints about his family's behavior to her, which are totally justified. When these people get into the afterlife, they're going to be given a long talk about the sanctity of a will and the respect of a wife. Some people think that they can do things that are a little beyond the limit because they think they are being taken advantage of, but this isn't true. You know, as a Lord of Heaven, I am aware of many marriages where a woman has gone to a man because he had money, and it is surprising how many of them work out far better than marriages that were begun for any other reason. When a man is trustworthy and good and provides the woman what he promises, the woman often responds as it should be. We only hear about these marriages that fail. We never hear about the ones that succeed. This is a much abused woman, and she should be treated with more respect.
Well, I think you did it, Nazarene. I really do. We'll be back after the break.
Are you in need of auto insurance? Our good friend Elgard has a wonderful referral site where he has wonderful providers that gives you fine rates. The address is
www.car-insurance-information.com/.
I'm sure you will find someone there that will be able to fulfill your needs. This is a wonderful service.
We're back. Well, Nazarene, here's a question we have been asked over and over again ever since this crisis began, and we really want your opinion on it.
Who's this? This is from Sheila. Says, I couldn't get through on the phone when you were taking calls, but I'd like to ask him, capitalized, could tell us once and for all about the adultery thing. Does a DJ count or not?
Well, that's strong.
Yes, it counts.
Okay, that's a good one. Let's record that one.
Sheila, bless you, child, for asking this question. It is one that needs to be answered and for people to understand. Any intimate contact between a man and a woman other than his wife is adultery. Passionate kissing and fondling is adultery. Any sexual act, no matter how mild, is adultery. Touching each other intimately is adultery. It is God's way when a man does anything with another woman other than his wife, it is adultery. But the thing in this particular case was not adultery. It was lying. It was breaking God's commandment not to bear false witness and breaking the legal commandment not to bear false witness. This man lied clearly and distinctly. He said he didn't do something that he had done. His lawyers made wild and crazy excuses trying to get around what he had said, but he spoke the truth. He had committed adultery, then he lied about it. He committed legal perjury, and he should have been prosecuted. He should have been removed from his position. He should have been put out of office. That's it. That is God's opinion on it.
Well, that's that. We'll be back again.